Joining us is psychic Alison Maiden. For full details of when she's next in your neck of the woods, go to alisonmaiden.com. Some shows coming up in WA, including Bunbury on the 19th of July, Busselton the 20th, Kalgoorlie 24th, and Perth on the 28th of July. Hello, psychic Alison Maiden.
Hello, Alan and Carly. How are we today?
We're good, Alison.
Doing well.
Now, I want to talk to you about something that has come across my desk here. This is fascinating to me. The dating dating scene is brutal at the moment. People are getting ghosted left, right, and center. So women, these three women have come up with a way to get themselves a man, and they reckon it's worked. They're using mystic rituals and magic to find men, and they're saying that they actually did conjure up some real-life romance.
Okay.
Right response.
Come on, give people some hope. Can't you put something in a petri dish and get a man?
Oh, yeah. Well, do you know what it is? It's belief. It's actually somebody believes in something enough, and it is the law of attraction. So, you know, when you're thinking about something, you believe it, you're concentrating all your energy on it, and, yes, you can manifest things that way. So, but it really does come down to the person loving themselves. So that's the thing that's going to bring you real love is actually, you know, not having any hang-ups.
Able
to move through your own stuff, not relying on someone else to unpack it for you.
Absolutely. All like right. The secret, if you put it out there in the universe and keep manifesting it, then maybe it might come true.
Sounds
absolutely. And that's really what magic and rituals is all about. It's actually just harnessing that energy, but more focusing it in a certain point. So, you know, you can write down your perfect match or what you think is your perfect match. Because, you know, be careful what you wish for sometimes.
Yeah. So so what am I going to do with all this human hair that I have gathered?
I wondered how you got Julia.
You can make a pillow.
I already have. Oh, yuck.
Yeah, I know.
Times are tough in my household.
Yeah.
All right, Alison, so there's not really a lot of magic you can do. You just got to love yourself.
Magic, isn't it? Love is magic.
That is
so true, Alison.
Yes.
Well, let's get some callers ready for you. If you've got a question for psychic Alison May, we're going to take your calls right now on 13 10 60. Maybe you're looking for love, a partner. Maybe you just want to know what's around the corner. We're going to take your questions now.
Alan and Carly.
Alison, are you ready for some questions from our listeners?
Give me some good ones today, guys.
Oh, well, pressure's on. Janine from Busselton, you're up first. Your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Good morning. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
I just want to know if my business that I'm currently having is going to take off and be a success or not.
Okay. 3 months is what I get, love, and I feel like that's going to then lead you down a very successful path, but you're going to have to change the business slightly. Just be aware that you have to keep, like, evolving it. Every time you hit a brick wall, sort of make that slight change, and you can keep it going. You don't need to close it down. It will be okay. And just watch your health as well, love, because you're burning the candle at both ends, and it's not good for you. By the time September rolls around, you should be sitting quite well in your new business.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Great answer there. Let's go to Jenny in Margaret River. Your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I live down in the south. I've been single for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I've been interested in a man who lives over east for about 12 years now. And I'm just wondering, the other thing is, he's my ex-husband's one of his best mates.
Jenny!
So, yes, it's a little bit tangled. So I'm just wondering if there's any future chance for this man and I.
Wow.
Ex-husband.
An ex for a while.
Yeah. Is that because he was an ex because of the other guy? Like, did you fall in love with him and out of love with your husband?
No. The man that I'm interested in, he is my first husband, one of his friends.
Okay. I get it. Right. Because it does seem to be another person involved here, which is why I had to clarify. So we do have some, actually, darling, I think you should pursue this. There's unfinished business karmically between the two of you. There is definitely a spark. This man that you're interested in is feeling very lonely at the moment, probably a good time for a phone call. You will be making a journey, and I do believe you guys will get together. I think that there's going to be a lot of water under the bridge, and you might think, he's a bit set in his ways, and not so sure that the spark will last forever, but I think it's unfinished business that needs to be dealt with. So go for it.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Yay, Jenny. You got a call to make.
Yeah, absolutely. There, good luck, Jenny. Let's wrap it up with Becky and Cal Barry. Your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Top of the morning to you. My question is about my career.
Okay.
Do you see anything with your crystal ball?
Are you going to be a stand-up comedian, or is that just the
definitely not? That's just to my children in private.
Yeah, well, I think you got some good gear, Becky.
I like Becky. I'm going to be honest. I like her.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Look, sweetheart, you do have something coming in very suddenly here. You have a few different irons in the fire by the look of this. So I just want you to sort of concentrate on the thing that you love the most. You're a very creative person. You'll have different options. Two will be dead easy. You could do it with your eyes closed. It's just making money. And the other thing I see you going for is something that you've wanted to do for a long time. And I think that that's the one that you've got to go for. I actually feel that you're going to get some startup money from somewhere and have your own business.
Wow. Oh,
that's good news.
Yeah, I think someone's going to back you up. Oh. Yeah, someone's going to back you up, and you're going to move pretty quickly into that. But the change will come about more towards the end of the year, around November time. In the meantime, I just feel like there's bits and pieces that you'll do, but nothing real solid until the end of the year, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
There you go, Becky.
There you go, Becky. That's great. There you go. Alison, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
No worries, guys. See you next week.